USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No breakthrough in peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. Both sides have agreed to meet again. Negotiators add there will be another attempt to open a safe corridor for civilians to leave Ukrainian cities under attack. Two attempts from over the weekend collapsed due to heavy fire from Russian forces. The humanitarian crisis is worsening in Ukraine as diplomats and UN officials called for the safe passage of civilians and emergency aid. Officials spoke of ordinary people trapped without food and water, hospitals running out of medicine, and aid workers having a hard time safely reaching cities and towns where battles raged. Australia announced new sanctions on people it described as Moscow's propagandists and purveyors of disinformation. Officials say those folks are trying to give credibility to false narratives from the Kremlin to justify their invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.